This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Bangladesh fire officials said Friday a fire engulfed a food and beverage factory outside the capital, killing at least 52 people, many of whom were trapped inside by an illegally locked door. The blaze began Thursday night at a five-story factory, sending huge clouds of black smoke billowing into the sky. Police initially gave a toll of 3 dead, but then discovered dozens more bodies on Friday afternoon after the fire was put out. A fire official claims 52 bodies have been recovered, but the top 2 floors of the factory had yet to be searched. He says the main exit of the factory was locked from the inside, and many of those who died were trapped. Many workers jumped from upper floors of the factory, and at least 26 suffered injuries, according to local news. Bangladesh has a history of industrial disasters, including factories catching fire with workers locked inside. Continuing corruption and lax enforcement have resulted in many deaths over the years, and big international brands, which employ tens of thousands of low-paid workers in Bangladesh, have come under heavy pressure to improve factory conditions after fires and other disasters killed thousands of people. A judge investigating the assassination of Haiti's president says 2 Haitian Americans arrested in the case were acting as translators for a larger group of attackers that originally planned to arrest, not kill, the leader, a French-language newspaper reported Friday. The judge did not say on what grounds the group sought to arrest the president. He says one of the suspects told him, quote, he found the job on the Internet. A separate judge said 4 of the 15 Colombians arrested in the case entered Haiti a month ago after passing through the Dominican Republic. No motive has been revealed. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.